Simon Kufayin Dalet Sif Beis. Yain Perta Komine Mashkim. I feel Hagah, I feel my bracha b'shana. So not only do we say that the bracha of Ala Geffen at the end is able to include the wine, but the bracha of Repri Goffin before, and also include all of the other liquids. So the bracha beforehand of Repri Goffin includes it as well. Okay. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah, why is this? Siv Katan Beis Yain Preter Shehu Roish Marishin Cholamashkim Mekulam Nitfalim Loi. So it's interesting din. This is not the normal din of Ikar and Tafel. Ikar and Tafel really works in two ways. This, as we'll see, we get Ikar and Tafel. As you have a mixture of foods, we look at one of them as being primary, one of them being secondary. And they're called them how to decide that. Then we said that the way bread is poitur the meal, all of the other foods of the meal, even if you don't eat them actually with the bread, but the bread is the mainstay of the meal, and everything else is considered coming there to accompany the bread. So again, it's a concept of an ikar and tafel. This is a whole different din. It's just the chashivas of wine is so significant that the Chazal said that we look at everything automatically as just being like a secondary to it.
So what about the
Hatov
Meitiv, if you drink a better wine?
So we'll see later on, we'll get to the Hatov Meitiv when you need a new Repri Goffin and when you don't, but again, it's all within the realm of wine. So this is interesting, Allah, at this point over here, even if, for example, a person will drink a very, very valuable type of expensive, I'm not going to say valuable, but expensive type of a whiskey or something of that sort, you know, they have these different ones which are very expensive. Wine is always considered more choshev, and not only that, there is a discussion. Regards to grape juice, which is not alcoholic, maybe it doesn't have the same level of choshevus.
But you said it's halachically it's wine.
So, but since the mila of wine, the Russian region maybe doesn't have because of that it's not a mashak, it's not mashakir. So the levush over here, the moisav dirsha over here, the moisav dirsha brings to the levush says that once Chazal said it has its own special bracha, that's Chazal's way of saying that we define this as being special and unique. So that applies to grape juice, like we said before, and therefore it would have this halacha as well. They do bring from Rabbi Yasha. Rabbi Yasha said there are diukim and some rishonim not like this levush, and therefore he suggested a person should be choshish for that possibility. Okay. Now, what about if you drank a minimal amount of wine? For example, that you have, let's say you go to a kiddush, and you take it. So if you don't drink any wine at all, you definitely make a bracha. The mekadesh makes a bracha on the wine, and he drinks the wine, and the people there don't necessarily drink the wine. So if they take a drink, they have to make a bracha on the drink. Let's say, however, a person did take a little bit of wine, but he drank less than Mali Lugmov. So the Bir Halacha does raise this question, does it have that halacha of a cheshibis that everything else should be considered tuffle to it.
In other words, the Repri Goffin covers all the drinks.
The Repri Goffin covers all the drinks that he the Bir Halacha over here in the Yain Perter Kol Minei Mashkin in the middle of his piece, he said, "Near the Ein La'akol Rak Kishashos Alkapanim Kimloy Lugnov." To Hushir Choshev, the Miyas V'Daitze.
You're going to have to translate them.
So he writes over here that this halacha that you should assume that it includes everything else. You need at least to drink a Mali Lugmov.
So in other words, if let's say you make Kiddush for all of us, we all hear it, but you're the only one who drinks. So if I then take a glass of apple juice, I've got to make another bracha.
Correct. You have to make
but a shakal. But if I drink a Mali Lugmov, a cheekful of I get from your Kiddush, then I don't?
Then if you drink, correct. Now, what about if you drink less than that? So the Bir Halacha over here is, he seems to say...
And forgive me, what
let me just finish my thought.
Right.
So the Bir Halacha over here first of all, seems to say that definitely not, if it's less than that. At the end, he seems to say if you drink less than that, it's a suffix. And therefore, he suggests if you're going to drink other drinks, you should have somebody who did not drink at all be mercy you with the shackle. Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Reb Shlomo Zalman both said that our minig is to be mekel even if you drink less than a moly lugmov. And even if the person made a rapier, he drank made a rapier goffin, or he heard a rapier goffin and drank even a minimal amount, a sip, whatever it is, that's enough to say that everything else is included in the bracha. And I think that is the minig. They do bring over from here that Rabbi Yashiv held not like that. Says I held not like that, but he brings Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Sakarel, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, the minig is even less than a don moly lugmov is included, and it does pater. And that's even of grape juice. Okay.
So then I would assume that my question was going to be, suppose you drink, let's say, just a few drops from your kiddush, but then I supplement with maybe a couple of ounces of wine or grape juice on my own that you didn't make a bracha over, would that be enough? So apparently you're saying even if I had just a few sips, I don't even need those extra ounces of grape juice on its own.
Yeah. Right.
And that's so the way old?
That I think that's a minig is like that, not like the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. This halacha that wine patters other drinks, it has to be that they were on the table. The other drinks were on the table at the time.
Oh, so if you bring some...
Let's finish, Mr. Bird. There's a lot to talk about. Okay. Now, because if they were not there, so you drank wine. Later on, they bring other items. So that's not included in the bracha of the wine. Now, some say even if they were not there, as long as you were planning to bring them, that is also included in the bracha of yayin, and you do not make another bracha on that. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah calls that. The person was not sitting down to have a wine drinking session. He just had a cup of wine. If people got together to have some wine together, so they're making a kviyas of shtiyas yayin. Over there, once you make a kviyas out of it, then for sure the other drinks, even though they were not there, everybody agrees are going to be, well, many achronim say that everybody agrees. Even those who say that if it's not there, it's not included. But in this situation, since you're a kaveh yourself, it is included. As long as they bring it during the meal, when the wine is still on the table, wine is still being taken to be drunken.
Well, you just said something very important during the meal. So,
not a meal. This is a wine party. I'm talking about the wine party.
So there's no bread involved.
No. Wine party. Now. Let's say they finished drinking the wine, they took all the wine away, and then they brought different drinks. So according to this opinion, let me finish. So according to the opinion, which says that if you intended to bring it, even though you didn't bring it later, it's included, so that this is not any worse than that. We're saying that this is better, and even if the opinion says that das is not enough, kvias is enough. That we say kvias is better is only true if you're bringing on the mashkin when the wine's still there. But if you're being relying on the opinion of das, so das is still works in the situation as well. So even if you took all the wine away, if you're planning to bring other drinks. And you would be totally either if you're if you had specific intent or you had das if the balabayas who was the one who was the host was planning to serve it and you would just basically totally yourself you're deciding whatever he's planning to do you're relying on that's also called you had das. Now the chachila tov yosu the oilam shiyu shar mashkim lefana b'sheis brachos aliyain. In order not to get involved in the machloikas, the best idea would be to have all of the items in front of you. Any liquid, any type of drink that you're planning to serve in this situation should be with you during in front of the time you make the brachos aliyain. Then you'll have no machloikas what to do. Now, that's the end of that thought. So let's just review the thoughts. He's saying that if you have the wine, the other drinks in front of you, they're included. If you don't have the other drinks in front of you and you have intent to bring them, so that's a machlokes, and the minhag is to be mekel. But it'd be better not to get involved in the situation. If you're kaveh yourself to drink, so then everybody, even if you don't have it in front of you, it's sufficient, but only as long as the wine is still around. So those are the three or four points that he says. Yes.
And if you have bread in your every meal, then the drinks are automatically included anyway.
Yeah, right, correct.
Okay, so.
Not with that. You made kiddush. And other people, you remind other people with the kiddush. Im loy tomu mikershal kiddush, they didn't drink from the cup of kiddush. Veretzim lisha shari mashkim, and they're planning to drink. And now they want to drink something else. Afshal yilu l'fnei b'shas shabirchal yain shikhal mavarchal mashkin. Even though all the drinks were out, but since they didn't drink from the wine, it's not enough that the mikdash said break break off and drank from the wine, they have to drink as well. We only consider the other liquids secondary to the wine if you drank wine. Maybe you have to drink even more lugma, but that's what we discussed before. Okay, now I want to touch on this point over here. He talks about the day of other people not drinking. So I think I mentioned to you already, just review it again, that by Friday night, we saw before that the Birchas Hayayin is unique amongst Birchas, it's a Birchas and a Henin. And normally I cannot be married to you with a Birchas and a Henin unless I also partake of it. We're sitting down to a meal and you don't know how to say bracha. I said, no problem, I'll say the bracha and I'll say the shahakal and be mer to you. I have to drink, I have to also partake of the item. I can't just say the shahakal for you and you eat, not me. The exception is the break break off of Kiddush Friday night. I can mer to you in Kiddush, even though I'm not planning to drink eat right now. I already ate earlier or I'm planning to eat later. So I'm coming in to we have a chayil over here, I'll be mer to you in Kiddush. And I don't drink any of the grapes, the wine at all. That's fine because it becomes part of the kiddush, and therefore I do not need to drink. Okay, so the people who are listening do not need to drink from the yain, the makadish. But there is a halacha that it's improper that nobody should drink from the wine because that's an insult to the cup. This nice, beautiful cup was used to say kiddush, and everybody ignores it and walks away. That's an insult to the cup. So somebody has to drink from it. So the Makadosh drank from it. Do other people have to drink from it? So Friday night, the answer is no. They don't have to drink from it. They're allowed. You know, it's nice too, but they don't have the idea that they have to drink from the cup Friday night. Shabbos morning, where the whole kiddush is Brei Pri Gofen. So what's the kiddush exactly? The kiddush is Chazar or Masakan. This bracha, this suda has a cheshivas to it that you must before your meal take a cup of wine and make a bracha. That's all cheshivas. So that's regular brachas at Anan. So the Makadosh clearly has to drink from it, because he made the bracha, he has to drink from it. But what about the other people which are there as well? So there's a famous piece in the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says that Shabbos day, for them to be Yotze, they must drink. It's not enough just to hear the Kiddush, they have to be must drink as well. There are many persons which disagree with the Brisker Rav, and that's not true. But you should be aware that the Brisker Rav did say that. Fine.
So if you were at a Kiddush, and saying Kiddush
Makasuda
if you have the Kiddush by the actual grape juice?
No, you can say it again. It's just Brei Pri Gofen. No reason you can't say it again. Okay. Dalef Fim Bracha Mishrena, I'm going to come up with some Reishches, Sif Tezayin, Mishabur Shom Linyan Bracha Achrena. That the Bracha Achrena of Ale Geffen works for other liquids as well. If you're just having, you just had some liquids and you're saying Brei Nala Geffen, we could cover the liquids. One other point, interesting point over here that the Moshe Dershowitz points out is frozen liquids are not included in liquid for this purpose. So a person's having a popsicle. What's a popsicle? A person makes a homemade popsicle. He takes some orange juice and he freezes it. Right. So, right. So
take some wine and freeze it.
Okay. Take some wine and freeze it is a fascinating question. What bracha you make on it? The assumption of halacha is you make a Brei Pri Gofen.
Huh?
If you would take grape juice and freeze it and make grape juice popsicles, you would make a Brei Pri Gofen on it. But
frozen whiskey.
But if a person with something else, so that it's he brings over here from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah said it's not considered a mashka for this purpose. So let's say a person would be having ice cream. So you don't say the Reper Goffin purchases ice cream, even though ice cream when it melts, it's a liquid. But right now, it's a solid. Okay, but he brings the Rebbe that he brings the Rebbe Yashar that said hold has been like a ice cream has been like a liquid, and we'd be included in the Reper Goffin. Interesting shita. Okay, now Sif Gimel. If you only have one cup of wine, it's better. You should not talk about Shabbos. It's better to leave, instead of drinking it during the meal. It's better to leave it to end the meal and bench on a kais. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, hey, menichoy, the field of man damer birchas a mazon ain't on a kais. You don't have to bench on a kais. It is preferred. He's thirsty and there's nothing else to drink. Okay? So now I have a choice to drink during the meal, and I'm thirsty, drink during the meal, and I have nothing else to drink but this cup of wine, or leave it to bench it. So what's better to do? Okay, so he says like this. We're going to see there's a Madama the Gemara. It says V'chalta b'savato v'irachta. So there's a Madama the Gemara which says V'chalta zu achila, v'savato zu shtia, v'irachta. There's a Madama the Gemara that says that you only have to bench the rice if you eat and you drink. Okay, we don't pass like that. We hold that the V'chalta you eat v'savato and you're full v'irachta. There's no requirement of shtia, but there's a number in the Gemara which says v'chalta v'savato. You have that. So the Ramal later on in Simchat Kufsani Zayin brings from the Mordechai that the Mordechai said that if a person who's thirsty and did not drink during the meal and still thirsty, and they come to benching, and you lose your benching the rice. We're questions for that shita. It's only benching the Rabbanon since you did not drink. So now I have a choice over here to leave the cup for the benching and bench l'kais and not drink during the meal, or drink during the meal. And then I have a cup for benching. So the Mishnah Berurah, it's mutav sheishtakayin. It's better you should drink it during the meal. Because it lots says gam dasa Mordechai shuba beramol later on. She served the kishatayim lishtays and a chayim in a tar levarach because the mosa not sheisht. If you're thirsty and you don't drink and you bench in that state, you lost your mitzvah derisa of benching. So it's better you should, according to that, you should drink the cup of. All you have is this one cup of wine. You have nothing else to drink. You should drink it during the meal to get a chi of derisa. According to that shita.
Isn't this a little bit highly unlikely that you would have nothing but a cup of wine? I mean, no water, no other soft drinks, nothing.
Is it nowadays? It's probably unlikely. It wasn't unlikely once upon a time, though. A lot of times water was not necessarily available, and they would have wine. That's what they would drink. They would drink wine. Okay. Sif Dalit. In kabbal lishtoys if they are mosin, and tarchal barakal yain shel v'sechem mosin. Yain shel if they are mosin is poitra. The person makes a bracha on wine before the meal, and then with intents to planning to have wine during the meal, so the wine during the meal also is included. So even though wine during the meal is unique that you must make a bracha on it, the bracha that you made before the meal covers the wine that you made that you're going to drink during the meal. Okay, so that the wine of the kiddush also covers the wine during the meal. If a person sits down to his to a meal, and he realizes he can't eat till he makes abdallah. He makes abdallah, even though it's not intrinsically part of the meal. Kiddush is part of the meal. Abdallah is not part of the meal. Abdallah is just, since you can't eat till you make abdallah. So he makes abdallah, planning to continue to eat, so that bracha of the yain of abdallah will cover the wine during the meal as well. Now, b'yesharim, that since abdallah is not really part of the meal, that the only scenario where the Havdalah will patter the yain of the bracha of the Havdalah will be considered a bracha, part of the meal. Shebirch is a yain Havdalah patter. It only will patter the wine during the meal, the wine of the Havdalah before the meal. Elkein notol yodav kerem Havdalah. Okay, now, you've probably never seen this. So the Ramah brings the minig by Kiddush, that the minig is everybody washes their hands before the meal, including the Mekadosh. Everybody washes before they say Kiddush. Then the Mekadosh says Kiddush, drinks the wine, gives everybody to drink from the wine, and then they say a Motzi. It's not a Hefzik, because that's Sarach Hasuda.
This is like the Ramah holds.
That's what the Ramah holds. So that's my Kiddush. Comes along, the Mechaber says that if I want to make Havdalah, the Birchas Hayayin of the Havdalah, Kishtapatu, the wine of the meal, I have to wash for the meal before Havdalah. Now, why Havdalah's not a Hefzik because I can't eat until I make Havdalah. So Havdalah's not a Hefzik between the washing and the meal because Havdalah is now Sarach Hasuda. Then Havdalah can part to the meal. The Mishnah will bring that a machlokes achronim if I don't actually wash, but I set up the meal and I sit down to the meal as it were without washing beforehand. Is that sufficient? Okay. But since it's a machlokes, hilcha hamavdo kadam tila. In the case of a person is mavdo without washing, so now you have a suffix. According to the first opinion over here, the Havdalah patters the wine of the meal. According to the second opinion, it doesn't. So now you can't drink during the meal. You're like, hey, what do I do? Is it make a bracha or not? So therefore, the Mechaber says the best eitz is Yechaben Shaloi Lohitzi Yain Shabasech Lasuda. Hakona Nati Moitzi it. And this way, if you Hakona Nati Moitzi it, it won't be Moitzi it. You know, Vali Bichai on the bracha during the meal, not a suffix. Be'evel Shakiven Kach Perto Yain Shabasech Lasuda, the Sabbath bracha is the Hakol, the Rabbanon the Hakol. And if you had no kibbana, so we have with misafik, you don't make a bracha. Okay, zok di mishnah brura. So the first thing we said over here that the loch is a person was kavei himself at least just, he was kavei himself to have wine before the meal. That bracha covers the meal, the wine of the meal as well. So cut involved. As long as you had intent that you were planning to drink during the meal as well, you only had one cup before and you weren't, that's not a kavias, but since you planned to continue to drink during the meal, the bracha of the yain before the meal will cover the wine during the meal. Now, the Sharatzion in Sipkot Yud Beis raises the question, if they live in a place where basically the normal drink was wine, and people normally drink during the meal, so even if they had no specific intent to drink during the meal, but could be it's considered Stam Das is the drink during the meal. So if he made a bracha of yain before the meal, not thinking about what he's planning to do during the meal, but we could argue that the birch of the yayin beforehand should cover the meal as well, because you had das, because the standard das is you're planning to drink during the meal. Again, and the standard thing they would drink was wine. That wouldn't be so common for us nowadays, because I don't think it's necessarily automatically that we drink.
We don't generally drink wine with our meals, except as Shabbos.
Right. But the Sharatzion does say in a place where it was normal to drink wine, that like if you live in a place that they're France, where the standard was they always have wine during the meal, it has the equivalent of having das, and therefore that would be included. Sivkat and Zayin, we're in Sim Kufayin Dal Sivkat and Zayin. So now the wine before the bracha of the Birchas Hayayin before the meal will cover the wine during the meal. Shibasecha Mazin. Huadin, the Pertin Army Yayin Shalakra Mazin, the Kadim Birchas Mazin. Now, what the Mishnah Berurah is getting is injecting himself into the following issue: that from the Gemara's matzah, that they would sometimes have wine before the meal, before they actually started eating, they'd have a cup of wine. Then they would have the meal and have wine during the meal. Then they would remove all the food and have some wine at the end of the meal before they would bench. So the bracha of the yayin before the meal, which is coming not as part of the meal, that wine, that bracha will cover the wine during the meal and the wine after the meal. However, we're going to see that a bracha of yayin during the meal will not cover the bracha of the yayin after the meal. Because the function of wine during the meal is different than the function of wine after the meal. The wine during the meal is coming basically just to facilitate the eating. And it's to help, you know, because you need some, you know, some liquid in your stomach as you're eating, it helps. So that wine is not as chashuv as the wine of after the meal. Where that shtam I'm drinking because I want to drink. I want to enjoy a cup of wine. But this is here to help the food. So this wine, even though I make a bracha, it's not considered a tovel to the food. I make a bracha on it. But that's it's functioning as a tovel to the food. Now that I remove all the food, that bracha is a yayin, is no longer effective. So make a bracha on wine before the meal, which is not part of the meal. That's a chashuv of a drink of wine. So that'll cover the wine after the meal as well. Not after benching. You know, at the end of the meal, but you removed all the food before benching, that's after the meal. Right? It's not tachamotzen anymore. It's not part of the meal anymore. But the birchas ayayin during the meal will not cover the yayin at that time slot after the meal. That's what he's introducing himself. Now, let's read it inside. Who then the part of the yayin shall achar mozen, kodem birchas amozen? The bracha of the wine before the meal will cover the wine which is drank after you removed all the food before your bench. Either because that's standard or because you had intent to cover it. If you didn't intend to cover it and wasn't standard, so it's like that's like making it changing your mind. Then you need a bracha anyway for different reasons. Avol, if you had no wine before the meal, and you made a bracha of wine during the meal, then you remove all the food and you say, you know, let's have another cup of wine. And you planned another cup of wine. So let's drink another cup of wine before we bench. That cup is not pottered with the bracha of the yayin that you made during the meal. Okay. That the yayin during the meal, it becomes more just to facilitate helping the food be absorbed, etc., as opposed to the wine after the meal, which you're enjoying another cup of wine. That's a more chashuv process of wine. Now, in the brackets of the Mishnah Berurah, vayin rebeis yashuv shekasav, de'im hu tzomei machlas achilasei. If, however, you're drinking the wine after because you're thirsty due to the food, so that wine is coming because of the food. I feel that nishto is man harbe achar suda. So that thirst was developed due to the eating, and you're drinking the wine to quench your thirst due to the eating. So that's wine of the meal. So that is included in the birchas ayayin of during the meal. And if there's no you finish the whole meal. And you drink a cup of wine right afterwards, that's also part of the meal. Zakt the Mishnah Berurah. Ach be'emes ein din zeh motzi b'inenu. The truth is, but this halacha is not relevant for us. It's very uncommonly relevant because I pointed out to you the case where they removed all the food. Well, we don't do that. We don't remove all the food that there's like no bread left, there's nothing left on the table, and then you sit down and have a cup of wine before your bench. We keep the bread on the table, we keep eating bread all the way till the end. For us, that's always considered during the meal. So even the Gemara discusses such a case, we don't have that type of a function nowadays. We don't do it like that. Okay, now. But similarly, we said the bracha of the yayin and the kiddush patters the wine during the meal. Ches, v'chein yayin shal kiddush, k'mash v'lon, v'tei medavka yayin k'adam v'mozen d'choshiv, t'bo liftecha mayim v'lishtois, p'ritim v'secha suda. The yayin which comes before the meal, why you have a cup of wine before the meal? Because, you know, you start drinking, the Gemara says that having a cup of wine, having a lot of wine makes you feel full, you're not interested in eating. Having a little bit of wine is an appetizer. So it's in certain sense, it's coming to facilitate the meal. So I understand that bracha of yayin before the meal, half shaykhus to the meal, it's there for the food, so it passes the wine of the meal as well. But the bracha of kiddush, because it's a mitzvah saying kiddush, nothing to do with the meal. It's not a halach on the suda about them. It's a mitzvah saying kiddush. I would have said of yain kiddush, the va'ikra mitzvah. The main purpose of the yain of kiddush is for the mitzvah. Emaloi. I would think maybe it doesn't part to the wine of the meal. Kamash of that, that's not true. It does part. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah nearly pashut. The Medina Seno Shenon Regilim Lishtos Yain Secha Suda. We don't commonly drink wine during the meal. Afilu b'Shabbos. Even during the Shabbos, the meal, it wasn't common to necessarily continue to drink wine during the meal. Since it wasn't normal to drink wine during the meal, you can't say automatically your birchas of yain before the meal on the kiddush includes the wine of the meal because you weren't planning that wine in the meal. You know, then you change your mind. So that's not. Then you need a bracha. If you had explicit kavana, or let's say you always have wine during the meal. That standard where you leave the wine on the table and people always have wine. So that would be different. That would be like that's Tom does. But Mr. Brewer was talking about a situation where that wasn't normal to do. Let's say Yom Tov, where the luck is you're supposed to drink wine during the meal, Badafka, and a person who normally does that, so then there's no shayla. The bracha beforehand would cover the wine during the meal. So the Ayin of Kiddush Potters, the Ayin Shabbosach HaMozin, Tess, who did the Shalach HaMozin, and the wine of Kiddush, the bracha of Eprit Gomer for the wine of Kiddush also covers the wine of after the meal, before your bench, again. V'chena Mavdol, Yod, V'chalor Medaf Agav, the Havdolah, Eino Shaykh HaKlal, the Suda, Kama Kiddush, Havdolah is not part of the meal, Kiddush is part of the meal, it's the beginning of the meal. Havdolah is not, there's a lot you can't eat until you make Havdolah, but it's not until the Havdolah is part of the meal. All right, so we could have argued it should have no shaykhus. The answer is filoch kimen shehid al shulchan. Rotom shehechan atzel the suri shaykh al suri. You're planning to eat. You have the suri ready to go, and then you make abdallah. So that wine is now with intent to have a suri afterwards. So the brach of the yain will work for the wine of the suri of the malama melka as well. Okay. Mari canal said he died to be lishus gamas chasuda. However, it came along a second opinion and says, you know what? That's not so posh because really the havdalah is not really part of the meal. So the only case where the birchas hayayin of havdalah will patter the wine of the meal is if you washed your hands before havdalah. You went wash your hands al tisidayim. You said havdalah and then you said amoytzi. It doesn't patch. Ain't birchas mitama now. A tam canal. The end of mashiach l'suda k'may kiddush. It's not part of the meal. Batsim shena ella b'makom suda. Kiddush has to be makom suda. Kiddush without a meal is not a kiddush. So you see, kiddush is part of the meal. Havdalah b'makom. You don't no require havdalah b'makom suda. Okay, sirlu leili yeshem. This opinion holds. The beinan akapodim sheito yada the suda b'tchila. The zevarim askata the suda he. It's only worked if it's part of the meal. So how is that? If you wash your hands, so that's like the meal started. So the birchas yain of dola only patos if you wash your hands beforehand. Yain of dola. Because I'm going to run the dafka yain of dola shena boil the tzurcha suda. This opinion has this is specifically because of havdala. Havdala is clearly a distinct separate mitzvah. What about it's not a the middle of the week. Avol miyain shtivnei amozin del alma shabal the tzurcha suda the tzurcha miyain pratei filo kadam until yain shem tzurcha suda. So Magaram points out, but on a Tuesday night, person has a cup of wine, then he has a meal. He didn't wash his hands beforehand. He doesn't need to. As long as he's planning to continue to have wine during the meal, we say that cup is sort of like an appetizer, getting ready for the meal, and therefore it has shaykhus to the meal. It's only not the yad of your gimel. Lav dafka, the huwa didn't even come out to the suda el shulchan. The Magen Rama says you don't necessarily have to wash your hands beforehand, but if your mamash have all the food ready to go and it's your mamash ready to eat immediately after Abdullah, that's the same thing. But however, he brings that that's not so poshut. They said, no, your mamash, you have to wash your hands beforehand, nothing else works. So therefore, the best solution is you're going to ask me a kasha. How are you allowed to make Havdalah between the Tilzadayim and Hamoitzi? Yeshlarmer, no, we'll have answer to das. Kim should die to lechol. You're planning to eat. But you can't eat without Havdalah. So that's not a hefsek. I will hefsek b'shtiyas rishus bein the tilah moitzi. So I can't this time have we sit down, say the Tilzadayim, and have a cup of soda before I might see. You can't do that. That you're not supposed to do. But over here, Havdalah, you must have a dollar at this point in time. You can't eat until you have a dollar. Okay. So what's the best solution? The best solution is Yechav Shlolo Hoitzi. You should have kavana that bracha of dollar is not for the meal. It's not for the meal at all. And then you'll vada need a bracha rishona during the meal. Now, Bishra says, what do you do with the bracha achrona for the... What do you do with that bracha achrona? You had a cup of havdalah, you had kavanah b'feresh, it's nothing to do with a meal. I'm not doing it for the meal. Then I wash, and I bench. And I have wine during the meal, and I say, I break off, and then I bench. That benching doesn't work for the havdalah. That doesn't shackle to the meal. So the benching was for the meal. So that situation, you make a bracha achrona... okay, you would make a bracha achrona before, and it could be if you forgot to make the bracha achrona on the yain of dola, even after you washed, you still have to say it. Right? Okay, let's do Sif Hey with the Leibniz Shabbos for tomorrow. Okay, call Masha Soisa B'Sefer Suda Dailu Bracha Achas. Everything which you drink during the meal, one bracha of the Brei Pri Gofen works for all of the cups you have during the meal. Because when you make the bracha, you have intent that you might have more cups during the meal. Elam ken kishabir lo hayadaita lishtas eloi sekos v'nim lishtas zacher. Unless you had a situation, you were bedavka planning only to have one cup. Later on, you change your mind, so then the bracha that you made in the first cup does not work with the second cup. If a person comes as he wasn't an invited guest, but he happened to show up, you know, a guy shows up and he sits down and they say, you know, why don't you have a cup? So he doesn't intend that they're going to necessarily offer him another cup later on. Like he wasn't really part of the meal per se. He was like, you know, a guy came in before the end of the meal. He said, you know, why don't you join us and have a cup of wines? He has a cup of wine. You know what? Why don't you have one more before you bench? It's like, oh, so there it's an imlach. Each kosher you need its own bracha. Vayan the kavanah simen kufayin tes. Okay, misha berach al kosher birchas nesuin ben yidei alehechon yigia kosher kolech l'tzorach l'vorach t'mikri nimlach. Okay. So they have the cup of birchas, the sheva brachas cup, and you want to drink from it also, and he made the bracha, and then you know each person passes down and takes some. You're afraid there won't be any left when the time gets to you. So then, when the time gets to you, you did not have to come on to be yotze with him because you weren't sure it's going to come to you. When it comes to you, you should make your own bracha on that. Okay, so let's hold it here.